And something along the side of the street for people to walk on.
Sidewalk.
Did you ever hear an old-fashioned name for sidewalk?
Well, I can't think of it now.
What about the strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street?
Boulevard.
Okay. And if you were walking along a road and an animal jumped out and scared you, you'd say, I picked up something hard.
A rock.
And I
hit him. Throwed it at him.
Okay. And did you ever say chunked it or pitched it?
Oh, yeah. Chunked a rock in it.
And if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and nobody answered, you'd say, well, I guess he's not
at home. I guess he's gone.
Say someone had come to see you and your husband met him out in the yard, he might say, well, she's what, the kitchen?
She's in the kitchen? Or?
Okay. And if someone's walking in your direction, you'd say he's coming straight
toward me.
And if you went into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't counted on seeing, you say, this morning I just happened to
meet so-and-so or see so-and-so.
Happened to run
into him. Yeah, okay. I run into John this morning.
And if the child's given the same name that her mother has, you say they named the child
after its mother.
And something that people drink for breakfast.
What are you talking about? Beverage, coffee, tea, or?
Okay. If you wanted some coffee, ready, you say, I guess I have to go
make a pot of coffee or brew a pot of coffee.
And talking about putting milk in your coffee, you say some people like it
black and some with cream and sugar.
Okay, we're talking about milking. You say some people like it.
You mean milk in your coffee?
Uh-huh. Some people like their coffee
black.
Uh-huh.
Or some with the milk and sugar. That's what.
Okay.
You.
And if you don't put milk in your coffee, you say you're not drinking it with milk, you're drinking it
black.
Okay. Any other name for black coffee?
No, we just always said black coffee.
You ever hear drinking coffee barefooted?
Well, I might have heard it, but we never use that much. We always said black coffee. You want it creamy, you want it black.
You tell a child, you can eat what's put before you, or you can do
without.
And talking about distance, you say, well, I don't know just how far it is, but it's just a little
ways.
Okay. Say if you had been traveling and still had a couple of hundred miles to go, you say you still had
a long way to go.
And if something's very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you say, oh, you could find that just about
anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, he fell over
backward.
And this way.
Forward.
And if you've been fishing and I ask you, did you catch any? You might say, no, but a one.
Well, I'd either say no or yes.
Do you ever say nary one?
No, no. I never use nary, nothing.
How does that sound?
It sounds way out. Way out, as my son would say. That's way out.
You say,
well, I might have even sometimes said I never caught nary a one, but I never used that.
You say, now that child's full. When he grows up, he'll have trouble
getting along with people.
Or would you say he'll have trouble like if not, or after if not, or how would you say that?
Well, after if not, or like if not.
Either one?
Either one, I guess.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you say you did what to the land?
Cleared the land.
And wheat is tied up into a...
bundles of shafts.
And then they're piled up into a...
piles?
What about fodder? Piled up into a...
stack?
Okay. Talk about how much wheat you raise to an acre. You might say we raise 40. What, of wheat to an acre?
40 bushels.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh it, don't you?
Okay.
Really, some of them I don't know. I'm guessing now.
Say if there's something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or another way of saying that, you could say.
I'd say you and I will do such and such a thing.
What about if you're talking about your husband and yourself doing something, you'd say.